Hi guys, welcome to the podcast with your host Ian Bickle. So today you are just joined by my lovely tone. You're welcome. So some slight changes in the podcast moving forward. Firstly, I want to thank all the guests that I've had on so far. They've been great. But what I want to do is offer some smaller kind of like sound bites of the podcast, some quick episodes that I'm going to be uploading onto my YouTube as well. So today's episode, we're just going to talk about the festive period and weight management over this time of year. So typically people are going to go into the new year, and especially if they have been dieting, they're going to worry about potentially gaining body fat, okay, and all of their hard work being undone. And we can understand this. It is a difficult time of year to be dieting. And this is why I'll tell people, and my clients in particular, unless they are kind of very stubborn, is maybe not to diet over this time of year. We are more prone to overeat. There's things going on in the office, potentially, nights out, social occasions, family time, etc., etc. Of course, there's more indulgent foods on offer, so we've got to be kind of somewhat wary of that. So I would suggest is get out your deficit. So for example, if you are losing a pound per week, that's roughly like of fat, of course, that's roughly around 3,500 calories of energy. So what you could do is put that back into the diet over the course of the week. Now, when I'm looking at weight management, we'll look at kind of a weekly average. So this allows a little bit of flexibility. You can eat different amounts on different days, so long as at the end of the week the daily average results in you being in a deficit. So again, this is a good strategy to use over the festive period, things like Boxing Day, Christmas Day, in a different order, New Year's Day, etc. You know, we're going to be eating and drinking a little bit more. I certainly will be. I am human. So what I will do then is kind of bunch the likes of my calories on them days, and maybe the surrounding days eat a little bit less. Okay. As I mentioned, if you were losing a pound per week, you know, by adding in 500 calories per day, which is, you know, 400, sorry, 100 odd grams of carbs per day, that yes will take you out your deficit. You're likely to see a little bit weight gain due to stored glycogen and the water that comes along with that. But what that's probably going to do in the long run is help you with your fat loss quest. If you have been keeping up to date with the fitness folk and evidence-based lot, is that these diet breaks for at least a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, even better. The longer you have your diet break or this period of maintenance, the better it's probably going to do you in a long-term fat loss phase. And practice and maintenance is probably a good thing in the long run, because we are able to kind of, you know, when we want to lose weight, like, I mean, to a healthy level, maintenance is ultimately the long-term goal after that. We just can't forever diet ourselves. Taking yourself to a very low percentage of body fats, you know, when I did my photo shoot, or competitors that are stepping on stage. That, however, is not a sustainable weight to hold. So I would argue I am at a healthy weight right now. So take yourself out your deficit. That would be probably my thing. And plan ahead. You know, Christmas is really only how long? A couple of weeks, you know. So just maybe plan to be out the deficit for 2 weeks leading up to the new year, and then go into the new year going back into that deficit. I would prefer to see people eat carbohydrates, because that's the macronutrient that's been shown to have the biggest influence over a hormone called leptin, which signals the brain that you are in a fed state. So by increasing carbohydrates, it's basically saying that you're not starving. Don't slow my body down. We'll probably find through increases in carbs that you're going to be more physically active, both Both kind of subconsciously, so this non-exercise associated thermogenesis that I will bang on about because I think it's huge. That's your general activity, moving, fidgeting, walking, day-to-day stuff. And you're probably going to see a performance increase. So if you are still training in the gym, which I would recommend that you do, then of course you maybe see that you do a little bit more. You can lift a bit heavy because you have more energy in the tank. Your TEF is known, thermic effective feeding, as you're eating more. Okay, that cranks up digestion energy used in digestion. So you're going to see more calories being expended through that. Also, I would eat a lot more protein because protein's the most satiating macronutrient there is. So plenty of meat. Also get plenty of fiber from vegetables. So Christmas lunch, just stack that shit up with turkey and vegetables, and then you're good to go. Of course, we want to indulge over Christmas, so this is where we can use like intermittent fasting. And don't worry, by skipping breakfast, your metabolism won't slow. I actually enjoy doing things like protein fasting, where I just have a protein shake for breakfast. So I'm hitting that muscle protein synthesis throughout the day. I tend to eat around four meals per day, just as a side note. So for protein feeding, so I would Christmas Day have a protein shake. And then lunch is probably going to be between 12 and 1, around about lunchtime. I know it's crazy. And I would indulge, probably have some drink, plenty of food. And you know what? After that, we all feel a bit sleepy and a bit groggy. I'll have a sleep. So I probably wouldn't be all that hungry after that meal. And this is a good time to actually, like, because people tend to get greedy. Even though you're physically full, if there's indulgent food on the go, we are very prone to eat that stuff. So you've got to kind of observe that kind of behavior pattern, that if people are passing around the chocolates and the cheese and the very calorie dense tasty things, our brain loves these sort of things. So we are very likely to eat these, and they're very low in satiety, satiation. And they are very tasty. Of course, enjoy, indulge, but if keeping on top of your weight is something that you want to consider, then I'm sorry. Food and alcohol, even at Christmas or the weekend or holidays or your birthday, still counts, and it will influence your weight potentially. So this is just, again, a podcast that you can think about going into the Christmas period and maybe best manage the situation, as opposed to going, well, fuck it, as typically people do, and then they end up going completely the opposite direction. Whereas if they just kind of enjoyed themselves, and that's another point I want to touch on, that this is about enjoying yourself. It is Christmas after all. You're there with the family. It's about being around the table, having a laugh, playing board games, and feeling festive. So don't be that guy who is, or girl who is, kind of like being a little bit overly neurotic about the food they eat. Again, worry about that maybe around the Christmas period. Eat a little bit less over around the Christmas days. Plan ahead when you're more inclined to be eating these indulgent foods and drinking alcohol. So apart from that, I think just being physically active generally, like, oh, I've got the dog, so I'll be taking him out for a walk on Christmas Day, and I'll just try and keep somewhat active. You can, if you're watching on YouTube, I've got my Fitbit here, so I'll still try and hit around, I don't know, 10,000-12,000 steps on that day. I might get up super early and take the dog for a good like hour and a half walk, and that's kind of setting us up all right. If anybody does have any questions or any subjects they'd like to hear me talk about, then just plug them through, and I'll be more than happy to kind of talk a little bit more on certain things. So this episode, it's going to be what, 8-10 minutes long. It's short, it's sharp, It doesn't require a great amount of thinking, and hopefully it's going to set you up in the long run. And I hope to do multiple podcasts like this per week, but at the very least, I still want to carry on one per week. This might seem like a little bit of a cop out in terms of delivering content, but just as a side note, I'm enjoying the podcasts, but I want to use them a little bit differently. So hope you enjoyed that, and I will speak to you soon.